7:57, you're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. State Representative Laurel Libby, who was part of what went on yesterday in the main House of Representatives with regarding the National Voter Popular Vote Compact. She was speaking, and a representative on the other side of the aisle, a Democrat, decided to interrupt her with a point of order, saying that Laurel was imputing the character of the members who didn't share her views. If I can, I'm going to play Laurel's comments yesterday. I have them. Hopefully they'll translate over to the radio as we introduce her in the next segment. It was just another tactic by the Democrats, same tactic that Sue Salisbury used during the abortion debate to disrupt a speaker who was making a salient point, to disrupt their thought process, because they want what they want, and they're going to get it. And it doesn't matter what the people of Maine think about it, because the people of Maine in this equation don't matter. We elected these people, and they decided that they knew better than we do. They are not our voice, nor are they our representative in a representative form of government. Their personal proclivities, and some of them are quite interesting, are what's paramount here. And yet the people of Maine, there are 1.39 million of us, have decided to stand down and to allow these people to do as they choose without consequence and without accountability. It's the lone place in the country where there isn't consequence and accountability for actions. If you have a job in the private sector, you're certainly held accountable for your actions, and there can be consequences if they're egregious enough. But for some reason in the political cycle of this country, we the people have decided to let them do as they please, without consequence and without responsibility. And that's where we are at this moment.
WLOB Portland, WLOBradio.com, and 100.5 W.